Hello, everybody. It's Jenny. I'm a wife, a cyclist, a world traveler, an earth goddess, a golden doodle mom, a mentor that helps women rewire those limiting beliefs to find growth and abundance. But most importantly, I'm the pro to help you find your inner goddess. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new? What's exciting with you? So I did Ask Me Anything in one of my groups, and they came up with some of the funniest questions, and some of them I was like, the hell? But yeah, I just wrote down 10 of them, so I'm going to try to make them super fast so it's not like a super long. But this is a Q&A with Jenny. Let's get started. Let's see here. Question number one. How do you spend your day off? As an entrepreneur, do you really have a day off? No, just kidding. George and I, we love to go to car shows. We do have hot rods ourselves. So it's always going to some kind of car show or watching my friend. She is a cyclist. So watching her just go around. We have a local velodrome around here. So watching her and her fiance bike. So that's something we're going to do this weekend. George and I are cyclists ourselves, so just getting out in nature and just being outside and biking is something that I absolutely love to do, and fitness is my jam. So just kind of being outside, being with people, totally thumbs up on that. Best vacation planned. Sometimes the things that you don't plan are the best things that happen on a vacation. And this is not the best thing that happened, but this is the freaking scariest thing. So George and I are in Glacier National Park in Montana. We are there with friends of ours, and we have been doing this gnarly hike. It's 15 plus miles. And we're starting to descend and come down from a very long hike and a very long day. And it's very exposed, and we're running out of water. And it's just kind of like, we want to be done. It's not fun. The sun is hot. And George kind of bends down and he's like tying his shoe. And he goes, "Hey, babe, 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 look." And he's like, I'm like, "The hell are you doing?" He's like, "There's a bear." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "There's a bear." I'm like, "There's a bear!" He's like, "Shh." There was a gigantic bear, and there's four of us and a gigantic bear that probably could have ate us like a snack. And we're like, "Oh shit," you know, like, this is something you never want to kind of run into when you're like on a hike, is a bear. So, you know, they teach you to, you know, stay together, stay loud. You know, we have whistles and bear spray and stuff like that. So we're just constantly like clapping and blowing whistles. So this bear knows that we're here. It sees us, we see him. And then he kind of like takes off. He takes off in the direction that we're going. I'm like, "Oh shit." Well, what was super nice is that another, couple was coming around the corner. So the more people we had in our group, which was really nice, the louder we could be to scare the bear away. What's up, Jay? Hello. I'm doing a Q&A from some questions that came from our group today. So we definitely did make the 5 mile descent down to the parking lot without running into a bear, but we had to tell the rangers that there is a bear out there, and it was really big. So poor George was trying to be like all stealthy. He's like, "Babe, there's a bear, there's a bear." And I'm like, "A bear!" So So that was kind of crazy. Truly, Glacier National Park is our favorite place to be. And any time that we plan a vacation there, it's just awesome. And just being out in nature, hiking, biking, and just being lost. I said, any place that makes me feel small is my favorite place. I mean, I do like Disney as well. So, but I'm going to go with the Good Bear story. What are your favorite hobbies? Oh my God, hobbies, craziness. I do like cycling, as you all well know. I am a very creative person. I am not crafty and I don't know how to cook. So I'm gonna cross those off the list. But I am a very techie person. So when it comes to learning new technology and figuring things out, that is my jam. So yeah, so anything new and techie, I'm all about. I'm an Apple girl and everything Apple related. And sorry, I have to move this around. So when my computer talks to my phone, that talks to my iPad, that talks to my TV, yeah, I'm that type of person. So craziness. So I do like techie stuff. Hobbies, what other hobbies? I have so many. I like talking to people, creating weird Nalgene bottles, just a lot of weird things. I am a pen. My name is Jenny and I'm a penaholic. It's pretty bad. So I have a lot of pens, so I gotta watch that. So yeah. We'll just go on to the next question. Number four here is, are you an introvert or an extrovert? This is a funny question because truly I am a very introvert person. I'm just like, kind of like to be to myself and do my own thing, just kind of sit up here and this, that, and the other thing. But when somebody turns on a camera, I instantly turn into that jester and think I'm in theater and I feel like I need to entertain people and become like bizarre. So, but yeah, it's so funny. I would say about 5 years ago, very introvert, but as time has come on and, you know, starting your own business and, you know, putting yourself out there and telling everybody about my journey and my life and why I coach and what I do. And, you know, I am totally that person that could just randomly strike up a conversation with anybody anywhere about anything, and even if I have no idea what they're talking about, I could still hold a conversation. Like, oh, you're an airline pilot? Awesome. We can talk about aviation for like an hour, and I have no idea. I could totally make it happen. So it's just a gift, I guess. What else do I have here? What is your favorite ice cream, girl? Plain and simple, I am a vanilla girl, and why I say that is because I can accessorize it with a whole bunch of things depending on the how I feel of the day. Usually I just put chocolate chips on it because that is just my jam. So vanilla ice cream is my favorite with chocolate chips. Give the best advice that you would give the best advice you would give your younger self. Oh, well, I guess it kind of does. The advice that I would give younger me is, people are assholes and they will try to pee on your parade, piss on your Cheerios or whatever. Don't let that get to you. People are mean to you. They will call you fat and ugly and you're not worthy and you're blind and dumb and all that other shit. But you know what? You are going to be an amazing, badass woman and do amazing things. Yeah, totally would tell myself that and be like, girl, own it. So, definitely had a crazy childhood and lots of bullying. Like, bullying wasn't cool. Like, that wasn't a word when I was like 8 to like 15. That was just called like life skills. People made fun of me, threw shit at me, like, yeah, it was awful. Nowadays, I'll be like, step up. But, yeah, so younger me, Girl, you did it. You're amazing. I love you. My biggest pet peeve. This is my newest pet peeve. Pet peeve. You Tesla owners who leave your dog in the car with that note on that iPad looking thing, and it says, Scruffy's doing just fine. The air conditioning is on and I'm doing quite well. Bitch, don't leave your dog in the car while you're going to CVS or in the bar. That is my biggest pet peeve. I have no idea. Well, first of all, don't leave your dog in the car. Drives me nuts. Like, I get if you need to run in and come back out for a second. But, like, y'all need to, like, write that on your dashboard on this, like, 36-inch TV. Scruffy is going to learn how to read and push his paw and, like, roll down the window and escape, which happened to a friend of mine. Like, dog touched something and jumped out the window. Girl, don't leave your dog in the car. Pet peeve. Imposter syndrome. Ooh, this is a good one. Who doesn't have imposter syndrome? If you don't know what imposter syndrome is, it's when you have that feeling like you can't do something, you're not worthy for it. Especially being an entrepreneur and a business owner, like when I first started coaching, it was like, who the hell is gonna listen to me? Like, I felt like I needed to have like a shirt with all my credentials on it and be like, I'm certified in this, I'm educated in this, I have my master's in this, and this is what I do, and this is what I coach, and like turn around and have like all my other credentials on it. But yeah, it was rough. A real big imposter syndrome, because people would be like, well, why do I choose you as a coach? And I was like, well, because I'm amazing. And then you go through that mindset, like, why do they want to choose me? Like, I'm a learning disability kid. I'm half blind. Like, I got body dysmorphic issues. Like, but nowadays I'm just like, do you want to learn about your growth? You want to be confident? Do you want to be badass? Do you want to be a goddess? Do you want to be whatever? You can work with me. Or you can work with the next person, whatever. Whatever resonates with you. Half the people who work with me just enjoy my personality. I'm like, hey, whatever. I'll entertain you. Like Fluffy or whatever her name is. Gabrielle. Like, whatever. I'll entertain you. And that's my thing, is like, I love to educate and entertain at the same time, because I feel that that is the best way to learn if you're laughing, and learn when you're engaging. And, you know, so yeah, everybody has imposter syndrome all the time. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a CEO of a multi-bazillion dollar business, you have imposter syndrome about something. Because you know what? I'm probably better at something than you are, and vice versa. So instead of having imposter syndrome, we should like unite together and figure out how to make ourselves better as a human race. Boom. Mic drop. Last two questions. What do you love, hate about coaching? Ooh, that's a good one. I absolutely love meeting new people. I love listening to their stories. Sometimes they're very long-winded, because, girl, I'm very long-winded, but I love meeting new people. I love seeing the transformation and the light bulb go off, and just that moment when somebody realizes, I can do this. And I was like, hell yeah, you can. Like, I'm living proof of it. Like, that moment is pure bliss. That's worth more money in the world when that someone has that light bulb moment. So I absolutely love that. Things I don't like about coaching. You know, sometimes you can't meet your clients in person. And when they're having that rough moment and I'm talking to a screen and you see someone just physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually breaking down, and it breaks your heart. Breaks your heart. Had that the other day, and I'm crying, they're crying, and you just want to give them a hug and say, it's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. We're going to problem solve this, and you're going to lead the world, and it's okay. Like, that's the hardest thing, knowing that my clients are all over the world and then I can't physically embrace them when they need it. I love giving hugs, high fives, whatever. Like, I think the world should be more hugs than high fives. Like, whatever. There's a lot of people that don't like to be hugged. That's fine. Whatever. You want a hug? I'll hug you. The last one, your childhood story, a traumatic childhood story. That's kind of personal. Traumatic. I guess my infamous childhood story is all about being born partially blind. Pretty crazy. But it made me to who I am today. I had a lot of resentment towards who knows who. Like, I can't be mad at my parents. You know, sometimes I was mad at the higher powers or God or whoever you believe in, because I wasn't done baking because my visual impairment. And when I learned more about my visual impairment, it was that I have a pinched optic nerve. And the only way to explain it is if you had a straw and you pinched it in the middle. You can't have a replacement for that. There is nothing you can do. There is no vision that goes through that nerve. So, yeah. And you can't go in there and, like, drill it like an artery or anything like that, because it's super sensitive. So, yeah. So, being born like this, I always relied on my good eye. So, my life is like this. I can see a little bit out of this eye. And as I'm getting a little older, like, I would have, like, a little bit of vision. So, I kind of see like this, which is kind of interesting, especially being a cyclist, when you're always kind of like swiveling around and making sure that no one's opening a door over here, or a dog or a bird or a squirrel runs out in front of you. It's pretty intense. That's why I bike with George. He does a lot of hand signals for me, points a lot, just be like, hey, there's somebody in this car, and we have like a hand signal for that. So I'm like aware. So when I get there, because usually the cars are on this side and that's like my blind side. So, and I learned at a very young age from Tony Robbins. I've been blessed. My dad bought me a Tony Robbins cassette tape. Yes, a cassette tape, because I am old. In my yellow Sony Walkman, you weren't cool unless you had that waterproof yellow Sony Walkman. And I listened to those cassettes until they seriously disintegrated. But Tony Robbins taught me how to be who I am today, stand up for myself, be confident, and own it. And I've been doing that since I've been 14. I started at 14. It really took me into my mid-20s to really own who I am, just trying to find who I was and embrace the uniqueness of myself. Because nevertheless, being half blind and 6'3", yeah. Somebody really wanted me to fail. But you know what? I broke the mold when I was born. And you know what? And I'm okay with that. There's moments when I'm just like, holy cow, like, what is wrong with me? But on the other moments, I'm like, I am amazing. I am flossome. I own everything about me. And there's other days where I'm just like, holy shit, like, I'm barely breathing today. It's a part of life. And I am made a mess into a message, as Tony would say, and turned around and help other people really embrace their own mess and turn that around to build confident and amazing, beautiful people out there. Because you know what? We're all humans. We all make mistakes. We're all flawsome in our own way. We all have these flaws. We just need to own them. And it's okay. I don't want to be perfect. I wasn't born perfect. And for the people who are out there and perfect, high five to you. That must be boring because, I love to learn and laugh and enjoy the journey. So, yeah. Welcome to the top five questions from my group members, and I hope you enjoyed this. So have a beautiful day, and if you have any, I can't even speak. If you have any other questions, comments, concerns, and want to know more about me, just ask. But my name is Jenny. I am a confidence builder and a mindset master, and I help people, you know, rewire limiting beliefs, rebuild that confidence to embrace that goddess or god that lives within you. And if you're ready, step on up and let's get started. Love you. Bye.